All right.
Okay.
Hello?
Yep, you guys are coming through.
All right, thank you. Well, good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome everyone to Los Angeles County Commissioners work session. Today is October 3rd, 2023. It is now 1 p.m. We're going to call this meeting to order. Please rise for an invocation by Commissioner Luis Lopez and the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Tony Haas.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for an opportunity to join in your name to do the Lord's work as County Commissioners. We ask you in this time of fall harvest that you watch over our ranchers and farmers as they are transporting their goods and services and livestock to our sale barns and sales. Please watch over our hunters as they come into our community this year. And I pray for them for a bountiful harvest. In your name, Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. Roll call, Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner Haas?
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Here. Approval of the agenda. Any changes to the agenda, Mr. Dorenkamp?
No changes, Commissioner.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Move for approval of the agenda.
Second.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Section 2, 2A, discussion of fairgrounds improvement plan, Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner, before you is a, for discussion is our fairgrounds, conceptual plans, various different areas out there, the walking trail on the outer perimeter of the fairgrounds complex, the pavilion, the park and extension of the park, and we call it the rental room or underneath the grandstand. So those topics are in front of you to discuss, and if we want to proceed forward with any of them or how we go about doing.
Well, if I may, Chairman, thank you, Mr. Dorenkamp, for bringing this before so we can have any engagement or an opportunity for our public to input. I don't see we have much input here today in front of us, but also our staff, if you have any ideas that you'd like to input to the board before moving forward, I appreciate any comments moving forward. This is something that has been true and blue for me, working on this seat for 7 years now to finally see this come to fruition. So the main goal for me, whatever the final description and of the upkeep and I'm sorry, the changes and renovations are going to be, I'm fine with at this point. The main purpose of these improvements was to assist in offsetting the financial strain to the Los Angeles County taxpayers of this facility and making it more rentable and usable and friendly to the community to help offset some of the expenditures. Not so much to make a profit, but to help offset the expenditures that we would have anyway. And moving forward to finding any grants and or other funding mechanisms that would enhance our county fairgrounds to our great community and residents of Los Angeles County. So I am just thankful for my fellow board members and the staff for getting to this point moving forward. This has been something we've all been working on for years now, and I look forward to coming to see this to fruition and getting started before I'm out of office. So I think it's going to be a benefit for everybody, you know, with the sidewalks that we started 2 years ago and that improvement for that area of town. The lighting that has been done, I believe some lighting improvements been done out there too, the the electrical systems that have been done, with the grants that we received. And, you know, just continue to look forward to assisting our community and bettering us. When I go to other counties and I see their fairgrounds and the shape they're in, compared to what ours are, and I think we're on schedule to get this accomplished, and I just want to thank everybody for doing that and having these discussions. I know it might be an inconvenience to some of the 4-H events for the 1 week out of the year, for one of the venues, but however, we represent a lot more than just one demographic in Los Animas County, and to the tune of 15,000 residents. So I really don't have any comments on the improvements. We've already discussed them. We've vented them. We've had roundtables on these over the last few years. And I just appreciate everybody's support in getting to this point. So I will yield the floor, but I really would like to hear any from our staff, and Paula and Christy, because Paula, especially, you live out there, right across the street, and Mr. Dorenkamp as well.
Commissioners, if I may, I'll get the fairgrounds conceptual plan up and do a screen share here so our virtual audience can also see what we are looking at. Let's see if I can minimize that. University of Colorado, through the UTAP program, we engaged their engineers and architects that are still in school, but they do this as part of their master's and part of their graduating studies. I believe is how it works. But anyway, they came up with some of these plans after talking with us. We'll go past through the executive summary. Site location, of course, is our fairgrounds. The grandstand floor plans, it's difficult to see, but these are the different grandstand floor plans that they put in front of us and in front of the community also. This is the bottom floor. And then this is the second floor above that bottom floor. Here's the existing restrooms, kitchen area, and the rental room that we talked about earlier. And this is the grandstand, the final floor plan after they being the UTAP group engaged, community engaged us. This is the final concept that they came up with. The input from the community and from staff. And then they did the same for the pavilion floor plan. This is the pavilion that's open right now. They had a few different conceptual plans. And again, community engagement, staff engagement. This was the final floor plan that they came up with. And this floor plan also, I think, works real well with the extension office, because they had talked about when they have a kitchen, which is shown here, and other classrooms that they can bring the 4-H kids and other organizations that they work with to a facility where they can actually do the hands-on cooking and et cetera, et cetera. So, and this, of course, is conceptual, and we'll have to try and figure out a way to fund that one of these days. They did the same for the pavilion courtyard. This would be just to the south of the open-air pavilion right now. Different conceptual plans for vegetation, et cetera, water. I think they have a water pond in this area, and here's what they came up with again, the community input, staff input. They did the same thing with the parks plan. Here's our current park right here. Ball field, soccer field combination. And after, again, engaging community, engaging staff, this is the final plan. Option C is what came up with. And this is also the walking path that we talked about in the orange. After engagement from the community and from staff, that was the final plan for the walking path. And then there's some conceptual things, ideas, utilizing in the old days, we used to call a crow's nest in the grandstands. Perhaps someday be able to remodel that such have the big spotlight shining down on the stage that might be in the open air arena for concerts and stuff like that. They did a community outreach, that's what they touched upon here. Had a video that they had. I believe we had a link from our website and also their own link on a YouTube movie. And then this was the final concepts of the four different areas we talked about. The entire park area, the area in front of the pavilion itself, and then the grandstands. So that's it in a nutshell.
So a couple of questions. The best case scenario is all the recommendations will come to pass. Do we have an idea what the cost is? Because I imagine we're going to have to really face it, perhaps four phases, since there is four different sections. Do we have a full dollar amount? And then my second question is, how many community people participated on providing feedback?
The turnout for community feedback wasn't what we had hoped. And they put a note here, they'd be in this organization. Due to COVID and other pandemic and other subsequent restrictions that were imposed during the COVID pandemic, which is when this study came about and community input, they weren't able to do in person, come down to Trinidad, or there's in Los Angeles County, and actually hold community face-to-face engagements. So it was all done online. And I can't see what their numbers are, but they weren't as where we would have hoped they would be as far as participation, number of participants. So I can't answer that, Commissioner. I just know it wasn't where we hoped.
But they were solicited and advertised, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yes. And I recall seeing that. And as far as if we were to, for this board, prioritize what would be, you know, by choice, and I'm going to look at our staff as well, is what would be priority number one? I think, you know, and then we can concentrate on seeking grants and funding and so on.
I'm going to not ask staff to chime in there too, but I think some of the, like the trail, I think we can do in-house. We have the Crusher Pine, which is what this group had recommend a walking trail be made of or consist of. The Crusher Pines, we've got some of those out on our airport pit. But when it comes to funds and having to make those types of improvements, I think first we'd probably look at GOCO grants. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe GOCO grants can only be used on, that it can't be used on buildings, is that correct? Or like more outdoor stuff. So perhaps the plan for the park, the ball field, and we talked about putting another pavilion inside the park towards the southeast corner of the park. Because when Brandy, our fairgrounds manager, for lack of a better way of describing her, she says that she rents that pavilion almost every weekend and even sometimes she will work during the summer. So she thinks another pavilion put up in the southeast corner of the park area would go well. It'd be close to where our basketball court is going to be constructed. So,
the lottery funds can be used to improve.
So as far as the priority, in my opinion, on GOCO, I doubt we can use those monies to build another pavilion, but my thoughts would be to start working maybe on the ball field in the park through GOCO grants, and then through lottery, improve the facility that we've got right now to the grandstand. There was talk about wanting to put a kitchen in there that they had, Brandy thought that would go over real well, and make some other improvements that wouldn't necessarily go against what the central plan is, but add to that, and then as we can, perhaps continue to work underneath the fairgrounds. Although the improvement at the pavilion, that would sure be a nice improvement if we could figure out a way to find that, maybe through the energy impact. That's, I'm not sure.
Well, if I can add to that as well, since there are different pockets of money for different purposes, instead of a four-stage type, why don't we go from all at the same time? and getting different monies for different things. Because all it takes is an election or two, and you don't have board support for this again. And that's my thought process here, because you'll have political pressures of that type of grants and funding structures that people won't see eye to eye on. And now that I think that this board and this org in Los Angeles County at this point sees coming this to fruition, I would probably recommend finding the grants for all four projects. And once we have an RF design build, cost estimate, and we can actually reach out to Kim Gonzalez with the health department with that same organization I had with this past week. She was an ARPA. That's what they do for a living. They do these find monies, find grants, find who's going to own it, all that kind of stuff. So I really prefer, because again, we have an election year coming up in another year from now. You know, who knows who'll be sitting in these seats a year or two down the road. So, but I agree with Mr. Dorenkamp as well with the indoor rec room, or what do we call that?
Rental
hall. Yeah, dance hall type commercial kitchen, which the whole community can really benefit from, because right now there's not, and I know this through the music industry with my band playing weddings, there's not a lot of venues for those types of functions anymore that are affordable or obtainable. Or they're not outdated and really dilapidated. Not very nice to, and I hate to call some of our old buildings in town. They're just, Sebastiani Gym's a gym. Jujo's is closed. What other venues do they have with the Mitchell Museum, which is not appropriate with a kitchen facility to have those types of things? So I would think the priorities are all of them. Zicardia, yeah, they have that up there, and they that's a nice facility, but how many could be used at the same time, and then this is a county owned project where the expenses wouldn't be near as much, because we would keep them low like we do for our regular rates for all the other facilities there. The main purpose of it, like again, was years ago, the concept, and I think Chrissy, you were in those conversations, was that have more revenue coming in, so we're not having more revenue go into it for facility maintenance and stuff like that. We could have some sort of a break-even point. But if the grants are there, we need to hire a specialist to help us obtain that. Maybe we look at that and what they would cost would probably be retained in their in the grants that they're getting. Now, I know that we can stack all these things together too. And that's what we've talked about, a lot of these other grants that I'm on, all these other boards, of stacking grants. I think, Tony, you heard us talking about that, and that's sustainable as well. Even if we go through USDA, they've got grants available too. So I'd really like to see them all done at the same time. And, each project be a different stage, of course, a different project to get the funding and the grants for it, but all done within the next couple of years.
It would take some real planning on whoever's going to lead this push, because too many cooks in the kitchen, you'll be in each other's way. So it takes some planning on how you could work that and manipulate where you're going to have your base operations and not be interfering with each other on deliveries and that kind of thing.
On the construction side of it, yeah.
Yeah.
So having an individual company or outside of the county doing all of the planning and working with the county would alleviate a lot of stress for you guys too.
And maybe a company or a consulting group consider would be those that we used for the Fisher's Peak Economic and Recreational Study. We're just in real preliminary discussions with Bill Mangle, and I think it's EOP, in pursuing a Colorado Parks and Wildlife potential grant. He's wrote or penned a letter of interest that we're going to be submitting to try and go after some grant monies to develop a region that will then pursue more grants to try and take care of some of the low-hanging fruit of that economic rec study, and perhaps those folks, because I know THK and some of them are were used to developing parks, are used to developing trails, and they, I think, did a good job for us. And I don't know that we'd have, we may have to do an RFQ if we do decide to go the consultant way, or perhaps because we are familiar with their work and are satisfied with their work, that perhaps we can do that. Joe, we can look at that.
I'd rather just have people that do this all the time. Because you guys are going to have so much more stuff on your plate now with these new unfunded mandates and everything else that's coming. I hate for you guys to be overwhelmed. That's the biggest issue. But you would have ultimately the overall control of oversight, of course, the county staff and then the commissioners at the end. But with all the grants, Christy would oversee all that and all the money. And because I don't trust nobody else, really, especially we've already dealt with that one contractor for the courthouse with the windows. We understand how that we'd have to have your expertise overseeing all of it. But I'd like to see you guys be able to have some help for a consultant team, management team, guiding and taking the lead, and then you guys have the final say.
It's like we hired Armstrong to handle our airport, and they're very good.
And again, this is up to you guys. If you don't want that implemented, just say so, and we'll save money. But, you know, how...
Right. Well, and I think also we would have, as Luis is talking about, is doing a consultant. They're going to take a look at, they're going to assess electrical load capacity. Do we have it? Do we have the proper layout? They're going to be looking at fire escapes. They're going to look at all these legalities. And I mean, if the three of us were in there, we could probably do it. But we don't have any knowledge of the actual liability prevention methods. So I think it's, personally, I like, thank you for that, Commissioner. I think what would be really imperative is, let's see if we find a company that would be willing to take the recommendations from this group so they can give us an estimate of what would it be. And as we are now getting into this legislative session, we're going to be out there a whole lot more. And perhaps we can begin to lobby and seek those funds. Even with a little bit of a match that we may have, we can do a whole lot up there. Now, one of my questions, Mr. Darren Camp, would be, so what happens to road and bridge equipment if that was to be developed?
You'll have to move the equipment over to the south wall.
Okay.
I mean, there's still some room over there, but you know, we'd want to get that equipment up. And plus, we put some over in the northwest corner also.
Okay.
There was a time when Road Bridge actually did not park in that area because we were instructed by that board at that time said no Road Bridge vehicles in that open area. It was slowly migrated closer to the shops.
Yeah, because I remember the days when we used to go play ball up there. I mean, there was the there was an opportunity
for the state colleges to go and practice up there. So I don't know, those are just some thoughts, guys, moving forward. I think probably it'd be the best to have a consultant that do this, that does this for a time, and then we just have the overall say-so and control. I mean, we have the plan already picked out. How do we get to the next step? I think it should be easier. But if we did it all at once, you know, and if we started, then we can, kind of like the courthouse, it'd take a 2-3 year project, but we go back to the well for more money for the next step.
Commissioner, if I can touch upon a couple other things, just on the screen right now is, we'd also talked about, and this television, I can't get to work, it keeps flashing. We also talked about possibly developing a RV campsite back over on the east side of the grandstand area of the, I'm drawing a blank, the announcer stand back behind that. Cash chutes, etc. And this is one one drawing or one picture. Here's another one I'll bring up. These would be RV parking places, etc.
How many did they identify on that? How many?
Well, on this one, there's quite a few. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there'd be 10 beer RV spots. And it looks like six camp spots and then a couple of four more camp spots in between.
So they would be primitive camping, right?
Primitive camping.
Primitive camping, not any electrical or water?
Eventually, we would want to bring power in and then also a septic system. And I talked with the health department's Robin Sykes, and she said, yeah, it's feasible. You know, you'd have to do a study to see how big of a septic system we would need to put in. And she said, it's possible.
Might as well do it all one shot if that's what we're looking at.
And the reason I also bring this is that we kicked around the idea of the board, myself, staff, about this area here possibly also making it a solar farm or a solar array. Farm is not the correct terminology anymore. And having those solar panels up above, those RV parking areas, such that it would actually provide shade and perhaps some protection from inclement weather. But it would also then allow us to continue with our push towards becoming not necessarily carbon neutrals. I don't think we'll ever get there, but to help offset our utility costs by generating our own power. But then we go back to, you know, the...
Well, is the fairgrounds San Isabel? That's different. That's San Isabel Power Service. So they have restrictions as well, but they're more open to working with folks that want to offset their carbon footprint. And I know this because of that place in Honey. I just sent you an email on. I did speak with that landowner, and he did have to go get a permit through San Isabel to offset and sell it back into the grid. But he was very able to. And it's just for personal consumption. He's not having a marijuana grow or anything. He got five solar panels out on the side of his building, and he did have to go through a permitting process with them. So it is attainable, but that's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. Out in Pueblo County on the Mesa, on Old Highway 50 near Avondale, Pueblo County School has that. I don't know if you've seen that, but they have a huge one that they park their vehicles under protection from hail, and they generate their electricity for that building. Yep.
So going out to the DOT, Department of Transportation, over that train, miles of solar.
Mm-hmm.
Headed out to the chemical people.
Yep.
So.
We'll invite USDA to come back and have a conversation with us.
The EIF. Yeah. With the new requirements, diversity, inclusion, equity, all of those requirements, and then you put the green aspect to it. They're kind of getting away from the energy impact part of it. I mean, that's still going to carry some points, but this governor is more, what's the word I want to look for?
Well, he wants more diversity, equity, and inclusion than anything else.
Correct.
And also in this plan, consultants can probably as well put a financial aspect in impact to what it would do to the county, that area of town, community.
Underserved.
I mean, there's
frontier county.
These people know where to find the money for all of these. That's what they do for a living. But also if it shows a financial impact benefit to the county, then we can possibly borrow and those anticipated revenues to pay that and dedicated for years to come, 5 years, 10 years, whatever, to pay off that. You know, if we had to borrow, I hate to borrow money, but if that's what we're faced with at that time, these type of consultants figure this out. They got way bigger clients in Los Angeles County, and they could probably help us with this.
We got to make sure that we can justify the bang for the buck.
Right. You know? And that's the study would show this would be the financial impact. You know, the putting up the camping array, you have that facility here, you'll have cowboys every weekend renting the outdoor arena, the indoor arena. They'll be renting the RV spots. You know, all that money coming in on a all summer long. And then indoor pavilion with that, is the heating system working there, or just the AC?
Do we revert that for this one?
I do not believe we have the entire thing heated. No.
But if that was to be part of that, and you have an indoor heated arena, now you have winter activity in there with horses and stuff. So, I mean, we want to look for the biggest picture possible, and then we fine-tune it. But why not go for the stars while we're looking at them?
And so, speaking of inclusivity and equity and stuff, that's one thing that's a pat on the back of the board is you folks have kept the rental prices such that most everybody within every means is able to rent our facilities. And that was one of the big pushes as to why we got the sidewalk done around Linden, was because we are in that facility is located in an area that has been underserved in the past and is actually at one time, I think, labeled blight and something else, because we were able to get the grant that requires that.
Impoverished.
Blank.
Impoverished.
Yeah, but there's a community development block grant, I believe is what it's called. We were able to get one of those because of the finances and the income of the folks in that area. So, yeah, I think we've done a good job of keeping everybody included.
Is there precedent? How far are we from a sewer line? And I don't know, if, as long as we are county, would we be able to, if we were willing to go the 100 yards and connect to city sewer?
The only sewer line that I'm aware of, unless there's one that parallels I-25, is Linden Avenue. And I believe that's privately owned by the Sierras.
What's that? So would we be able to?
Pardon me? I believe that's where it ties into the city.
So it goes up to your place, all the way to you?
So we do have access to connect to when?
Well, you'd also have revenue, you know, if your family, your father-in-law decided to engage that, they'd have to buy right-of-way or access to it from the county, you know. So, or if your headache comes to fruition, your nightmare, you coexist with the county or something. I don't know if the county would want to get into a utility or not, but it's something to look at. I mean, it's got a monetary value to it, of course, and I'm sure he has revenue coming in for people tapped into it. No? Well, you should go. So. But either way, consultants could look into that, and if they could look into that as well, and then if Felix's point where he's going at, maybe that'd be another thing for the fairground facilities.
Well, and the reason I'm saying, what would the cost of a new septic system be? And if we have 10, 12, however many campers out there,
100,000 easy.
So you're looking at $100,000, and if we were able to partner with, we have the equipment to trench it out and connect, and certainly I think our investment, and if it's going only to Jolly, is that what you said? Well, it's to me, I think the investment would be probably half that.
We'd end up having to also put a pumping station, because we're not going to have the fallout from the RV park all the way to Linden.
Well, it has to flow downhill, I see.
So the city was looking at the one at Cougar Canyon, it was $500,000 investment. So but we could kick that idea around along with just a typical septic system with the leach fields and everything else, which is why we have the grandstands accommodated with right now. And we also have that for the 4-H barn. We have the leach field back on the north side of the pavilion area, and I think the same thing holds true for the bathrooms there north of the indoor arena.
That was my second year as commissioner. We were digging
another one. Kenny, to find that, to bind the pavilion. Oh, that was a mess. But he got it fixed, and that's just right there where the septic's right there on the backside. But it had been plugged for 20 years, 10 years?
A long time.
Long time. So getting all this stuff finally done and fixed is going to be great. So however you guys see fit, research it, what you can, Phil, and see what's out there, and then we'll move from there. But again, I think the oversight needs to be done with the county staff, and, you know, then bring it before the board for a final approval.
I think so. Who knows? We might, as we're digging out there, but we might find gold. If not a sword land, we find
black gold.
Jimmy Hoff.
So I think, you know, from the perspective is, can we identify a consultant that would be able to look at this same build and then go after an RFP? I mean, I know it's going to be super, super expensive. And as Christy said, I don't know that going through a multi-year loan, what the statutory limitations would be there, but we'll cross that when we get there.
And we can start a Lucero septic system, so Lucero sewage.
Lucero LLC. And the commissioners, if you're ready to move on to item two, that's we just received within the last week or so this, again, from UTAP, University of Colorado, there in Denver, conceptual plan for a planting plan here at the courthouse, a xeriscape plan. And they took into consideration sun, shade. It's amazing how, since I was in school a lifetime ago, to what software can do for you now. I mean, this is just intriguing. And they talked about the different types of squeegee, or the different types of materials of squeegee. Colorado Bluff, we've got boulders as part of their plan. And he went through a planting schedule with all the different plants, varieties of plants, when they'll bloom, when they'll not bloom, dormant, everything else. And I didn't realize when it came to landscaping, there was so much that went into it. And they went through within their plans, put in a plant key for all the different plants, blooming schedules. And in the overall site plan, and this is what conceptually they thought would work well for not only the courthouse, but also the DHS building.
And am I correct? Would they're only recommending, they wouldn't be doing the planting whatsoever?
That's correct. Same as the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
They give us conceptual plans, and it's up to us then to do with what we want.
And they also mentioned at the meeting we had with them that they have the nurseries that would be providing these shrubs and bushes and so on. I mean, we would have to go there and procure, and then say these are going on the east side, the west side, the north side.
You know, my recommendation to the board would be either a consultant or somebody that knows what they're doing. Not to say that our maintenance staff doesn't, but these folks, that's what they do day in and day out, is they know how deep to plant and then plant. They know what types of soils that plant's going to thrive. They're going to know whether it thrives in the shade, partly sunny or all sunny.
We have a Terry Walsh in the community that's, I think that's what he does. Terry Walsh Landscaping, I mean, he does some pretty good work. Any estimate on the cost if we were to follow?
They sent out an estimate. Let me scroll down to that. They got all those different, these are the different signs that they that they came up with, you know, to identify the different plants. And then a demonstration garden they thought about, because we'd ask them about putting some type of sign or some type of kiosk and say, well, this is what this plant is, you know, and this is what this plant is. And that's what this here is, this garden sign, as it's called. Bloom cards, you can go with cards, what's in a Bloom. They have a lot of ideas.
It's an educational piece when you come to your courthouse, which would be great. So people can see, hey, not only did they beautify it, now the heck, I would be educated, but not just myself, our youth, the community, folks that are waiting, they got a meeting and they can't get up here, walk around the beautiful gardens and take a look. I like it.
Well, you know, and I think I was trying to connect this with the extension office. How can we work with them at CSU Extension Office to have them help us unify this campus here? Because it kind of belongs, that would be, not only are we the people's house, but this right here is an education. You have kids from any school coming in here that want to get into horticulture to really understand what's happening in there with this whole process. I really think, you know, one place, University of Duke, as it's called, the Duke Gardens. I mean, you go through them and they have lakes, but this, it's such an education. You go through there and this tree was imported from such and such, and you get, I mean, you walk for miles, but this could have actually the same impact in a lower scale.
And I like the fact that they wanted that archway for possible photos as well, to leave that in the grand scheme of things too. So I, you know, and that, it doesn't matter to me what plants, but like I mentioned that day, a blend of all of their ideas, you know, of each four presenters that day.
Yeah.
Those students, all four of them had great ideas, and just incorporate all four of them into this plan, including the archway for those, you know, having special events. You know, you have the marriages here for the courts here. You have adoptions, DHS, and those types of things. I bought my first car and got my license plates, and, you know, driver's license thing. I took my daughter's picture right out front with her driver's license, you know. So some stuff like that, I think it'd be great. But as far as all the details, again, a consultant, or we put it out for RFQ and then put it out for bid, you know.
And one thing I didn't mention is in this picture here, this is where our HVAC cooling system is going to be. And all the plants around here are the type that won't drop leaves such, or any other types of vegetation such, as going to be pulled into the radiator. That's going to be part of that cooling. And then to the question about an estimated cost, it's hard to see, but I think it's $186,106 or $8.80. So they gave us an estimate on that. And that's with a nursery or a landscaping company doing the work.
$200,000, Kristen.
Did you say $186,000?
Yes. $200,000.
We have $195,000 budget, I think, is what we on our preliminary budget.
Okay.
Well, and you know, and we don't have to go as dense as perhaps they're saying we can do. If we needed to just scale it down, we probably could.
And there are grants out there, and I've got it noted some at the time where summer is, that are available for those entities that want to move from a grass surface that you have to water, or however many inches those kids sit. Typically a grass surface waters versus something like this where in water, I think they sit on average like a gallon.
Yeah, it would be a drop system, right?
Yeah, a drip system that would only need to water during the first year, I believe, the plants grow. And then if we hit a really long extended drought, otherwise it's just now and again we're going to tap in the water. So we save a lot of water there, but also there are grants out there that we could perhaps pursue to help us change from a grass surface to a zero skill.
And whatever the staff wants to do with it too, because, and your ideas implemented as well, you're the ones that are going to be here for years to come. God willing, all of us are, you know, years to come. This is your job. This is where you come to work every day. You know, so, and Sean and all the other staff, while everybody that works in this courthouse, I think they need to
take pride in when they come to work and see this beautiful stuff. Now, we're stage three coming up with this courthouse. We started this again 6-7 years ago, all these processes, and we're finally seeing this one to fruition. So whatever you guys decide to go with, I'm okay with. But again, thank you for your support for all these years, getting this old, beautiful building back to where it needs to be. Imagine if it was still falling down. And a lot of that goes to Mr. Dornkamp for all your hard work on this. We appreciate it. And Christy, Paula, and Kenny. Yeah, I was crawling down in the catacombs, the archways. Have you ever been down there? You, Tony, you were fit. You'd have to bend down like this to get through. Have you guys been down there? There's books down there.
Yep.
Still. Record books.
Take the scenic tour with Kenny.
Take this, yeah. It's dark.
And there's there used to be different types of, I think we collected different types of spiders. So, yeah.
Now I was crawling with spiders and I came out of it. But to see this old building, to see it come back to life, it's great. So, but thank you guys for all that hard work.
Haunted house in Halloween. But unless directed otherwise, we'll try and get this done this coming year,
yep.
2024.
It's budgeted for.
I think it would be really great to see this courthouse when you drive up to it now with the new streets. I mean, this is going to be a beautiful building. I mean, the entrance, the appearance, the whole thing.
I did mention to Kenny, and we might want to address that too before all that starts. I don't know if he talked to you about it. The entrance, the large exit, right between Christie's and your office, outside there's some framework that's fallen, or brickwork, blockwork.
Yeah, that old rock that fell out of there. I can't remember what they call that. But
sandstone or something.
Yeah, there's a term for it. The architects call it. They go above a door.
Right. What
it's called.
Dormer?
Pardon me?
A dormer?
Yeah, something like that. I think that's what it is.
That's but missing.
These folks look at that too, but we, good point. We'll try and get that taken care of. I'm not sure when that came out.
Yeah, it's been gone since I've been here, so it must have just fell off. But yeah, we might as well do that too. Part of state or stage 4.1.
Okay, we'll build it in somewhere along.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of that entrance, I don't know if you saw the cones. The city's actually going to put a couple of street lights there, is what the plan is. And that'll look nice too.
Oh, yeah.
If they get them in time, which I doubt they do for our green light, we can change those to green too. But I
doubt November.
No, that would be good.
November 5th? That one is true. So much in November.
The whole month of November.
Somebody brought flyers up to my business for the green light. I don't know who did.
Ray. Or might have been Ray, because, you know,
okay.
Talked about that, yeah.
And I see where they've got a 20% contingency built into this spreadsheet also, so $200,000 gets us pretty close.
Yeah, it's beautiful though. I'm actually, I've told my wife, every time I go up north, I bring a few plants, landscape.
Well, and as Paul alluded to it, I had never thought about those plants that are in shade quite a bit not being able to survive, and they're native plants. It's not like we're importing from New York and everywhere else. And most of these plants, I think all of them we talked to, is going to be native plants and they follow in their final plan. But it's interesting to see what plants will grow in the shade, full sun, partial sun, stuff like that.
It's really one of the landscape that we can actually mimic the purgatory, build it right through your plants. And it's running and circulating the water.
Well, the plant life would be okay. I'm not sure about
the human foundation. Yeah.
Well, I really like the fact that CSU Extension involvement, if we can get them involved.
Yeah.
With Bruce, is that the
Yeah, director? Bruce.
Uh-huh. Bruce and Lori, and see what their thoughts are on this. And involve them and our 4-H kids for possibly weed pooling and maintenance of it. You know, because there's going to be some weed pulling they mentioned right off the bat. Remember? So maybe we can get some volunteer hours, because those kids need volunteer hours for their community service. I don't know. Adult kids,
Yeah.
But maybe it was supervision or something. CSU, I don't know.
Well, and I would think that part of the soil is going to have to be removed. I think probably a foot of it.
You got to put squeeze in there, they said, and some pea gravel so that
it'll have percolation.
Well, that's what we use the kits for then. Come get some shovels, dig it out. Those kids work hard at 4-H, what they do. Yeah?
Maybe we'll make this a project like that. It works. You were doing good. You and my wife were at the really attacking, so.
And these three were in competition for the concrete with Phil Rico.
We blew him away.
I had a toe that was busted open during that whole time.
I had two shoulders that had been repaired and a knee, and I wasn't going to let him be.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, yes. You know, eventually I had one of the students at the from the group when we were at the county fairgrounds. They recommended to replace the fencing around the county fairgrounds, at least on the front end on Linden. And then of course I don't know if they even put that in there. I said put it in the project because they said make it something that is appeal that looks almost like off limits, not inviting. And maybe some of the shrubbery that we have in there, we can plant a few along the way. And you know, that shoulder that we have between the sidewalk and the fence, we can do a little landscaping eventually up there as well.
Yeah. And refurbishing that chain link, the infrastructure is probably still in good shape. Putting new posts.
Fill it and stretch it and
paint it.
And that's why I think if we had access to changing a little bit to Department of Corrections personnel, inmates, they would love to be out there helping us with small projects.
We use them a lot for the electrical. They're with Kenny the whole time.
They got a couple of different programs that they're going to be starting up again now that COVID has died. Told them the county can sure use them.
Yeah, we sent them a letter of support. Yeah,
good. Those guys were excited when I told them the county can sure use you guys. And then the two staff that were there said, yeah, we're going to re-implement those programs because we've been on the hiatus ever since COVID.
Well, just one last thing on the planting and landscaping and phase three of the courthouse. I've mentioned this in passing years ago with Mr. Dornkamp, so I'll just bring it out public for everybody to know. I really like to see when all the phases are done and all this stuff's implemented that we put a nice plaque or something outside thanking all the staff, the organizations, the contractors that helped get to our courthouse back to life, and do a dedication ceremony, you know, kind of, or maybe even a cornerstone ceremony with the Masons or something like that. So
that's a great idea. Any other conversation on that? Thank you for that information. That was really awesome.
No, I don't believe so. So we'll press forward. Not only this, but also the fairgrounds will start picking away at what we can. Perhaps engage those consultants that we used for the REC. Just repeating myself, last conversation, the REC, econ study, see what they can do for us out there. Yep, there's plenty of sources, etc.
Great. Well, no other business on this agenda. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
And we'll 5 minutes
here, person.
Five minutes. Do you have another link for that? Or is she coming in person?
I believe it's a hybrid.
We got 5-6 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to use the rest.
I don't get that. I'm afraid of heights.